Simple tips to speed up NX Nastran simulations. I/O is king when optimizing NX Nastran performance. If you've always believed that processor speed was the key to speed in NX Nastran simulations, then you're only partly right. In fact, the biggest factor affecting the speed of your simulation is I/O. That was the message of Dr. Paul Blelock during his presentation at the Siemens CAE Test Symposium. The largest amount of I/O on NX Nastran is between the Scratch and SCR300 files, not the database, or BAL. Therefore, the best recommendation to speed up your solution is to locate the Scratch and SCR300 files on the fastest memory available, either RAM or a fast local solid-state disk, SSD. Nastran allows the user to specify a certain location for the high I/O files, said Dr. Blelock, director at the engineering consulting firm Ada Engineering. If a computer has a very large amount of RAM, typically 128 GB or larger, optimal performance can be achieved by using the RAM for the Scratch and SCR300 files. Beyond that, typically a local solid-state drive, SSD, is better than a local spinning drive, which is better than a network drive. Perhaps the cheapest, fastest way to speed up I/O is with a 1TB SSD. Controlling NX Nastran Scratch and I/O. Various parameters are able to control the I/O of NX Nastran. These parameters can be set within the RCF file, command line, or options window. The RCF file is created at install on the cluster or workstation. It acts as a reference to the global default settings. Therefore, the command line and option window will act as overrides for specific simulations. RCF files on the cluster will tend to determine the organization's standard settings for NX Nastran. However, more experienced users might be more comfortable setting up their own local or project-specific RCF. A subtle parameter that can affect the speed of NX Nastran is the SCR parameter, explained Blelock. This controls how much data is written to the Scratch and SCR300 files versus the BAL database. When SCR equals yes, then everything will be written to Scratch. Though this is the fastest option, it comes at a price as it will not allow for a restart. Setting SCR equals no, however, will write the maximum amount of data to the BAL, slowing things down but assuring efficient restart solutions. A good compromise is to set SCR equals mini, which writes the minimal amount of data to the database. This will allow for restarts when the only difference is a new output request. Additionally, Blelock added, another important parameter is SMEM. This variable determines how much of the RAM is dedicated to the Scratch files. The more RAM dedicated to the Scratch, the faster the NX Nastran becomes. If a lot of RAM is available, this can be a very effective way of speeding up a Nastran job. Advantages of NX Nastran running on clusters. It is worth noting that the CPUs in cluster nodes are typically not much faster than the CPUs on a workstation. In actuality, using a cluster to calculate a NX Nastran simulation can slow down your computation if you are not careful, declares Blelock. Just like on a workstation, the key is to run your Scratch files on fast local disks, like RAM or local SSD, as opposed to the network drive. Using the network drive for the Scratch will typically run a lot slower than on a workstation. Cluster nodes do offer advantages, however, such as a large amount of RAM. If this RAM is used for Scratch memory, then excellent performance can be achieved. Using a cluster will also allow users to take advantage of distributed memory processing, EMP, as opposed to the default shared memory processing, SMP. SMP will distribute tasks, matrix multiplies, decompositions, substitutions, etc. through multiple processors which share the same memory. Blelock states, SMP works best on workstations. However, due to the sharing of memory, adding additional CPUs beyond four processors typically yields a minimal speed boost. DMP, however, will break a job into pieces. At this point, each piece switch will be sent to a different processor associated with dedicated memory. This method can be scaled up with more processors and memory. Therefore, large servers and clusters are ideal for DMP. Dr. Leonard Hoffnung, NX Nastran Numerical Methods Manager, said it's ideal for NX Nastran if every node has a dedicated local Scratch file system. DMP is also well suited to work in conjunction with a RMODS calculation algorithm. RMODS calculates the system's modes by automatically breaking the model into small pieces. The process is similar to a third-party Nastran add-on named AMLS. RMODS isn't necessarily associated with DMP, but it is particularly effective in a DMP environment as each piece can be solved in an independent processor. For models with many modes, RMODS is effective at reducing run times, said Blelock. Hoffnung added there is a misconception that RMODS requires DMP. This is not the case. It is possible to use RMODS with SMP, DMP, and both simultaneously. For instance, you can utilize a cluster of machines with multiple cores on each node. Performance comparisons of versions of NX Nastran. As with any software, legacy is a large deciding factor for purchasing decisions. However, if you are not trapped by legacy, then there are a few NX Nastran version options that can help reduce your runtime. First is the difference between NX Nastran ILP and LP. The biggest advantages of NX Nastran ILP is its long integers, 64-bit, and unlimited RAM access. LP, on the other hand, is limited to 32-bit integers and 8 GB of RAM. Since RAM can play an important factor in speeding up runtime performance, ILP can offer a substantial advantage when lots of memory is available for SMEM. Additionally, the added integer memory could improve accuracy in certain situations without affecting speed significantly. Note, due to legacy and compatibility issues, the decision between LP and ILP is relatively final. This is because transferring data between ILP and LP can result in truncation errors. As such, it is recommended to use only one version of Nastran. Hoffnung agreed. Results often differ slightly between LP and ILP because reading the bulk data into 32-bit or 64-bit precision creates perturbation. Additionally, since integers are 64-bit in ILP, it will require additional disk space. But in most cases, except matrix reordering, this larger memory storage will not affect the runtime, though it could increase accuracy. Blelock explained, Nastran handles memory in words. One of the implications of the ILP version is that one word is 8 bytes, while LP one word is 4 bytes. This is an important distinction when assessing memory in the FO4 file. And learning to read the FO4 file will help the user to better assess their runtimes. Another version-based decision associated with NX Nastran is the decision between the Windows and Linux operating systems. Between these two versions, Blelock notes that Linux will likely be the faster option. He said, because of the way Linux handles memory, our experience shows that NX Nastran seems to perform better when working on large simulation jobs. Deuce effect on NX Nastran's performance isn't as important as you think. Often you will hear a simulation analyst define the degrees of freedom, DOF, of a system and how long it took to solve the system. However, front size might be a variable to pay more attention to. Front size is the maximum length of a non-zero column in a matrix after it has been reordered. It will therefore have a strong effect on the number of non-zero terms in the factored matrix. The DOF size really doesn't matter much, expressed Blelock. A smaller model with a large front size might take much longer to solve. Models with a lot of elements in three dimensions tend to have larger front sizes than models with primary 1D and 2D elements. Hoffnung agreed, noting that the cost of the factorization of a matrix grows approximately as the cube of the max front size. Therefore, runtimes can increase very quickly with larger maximum front sizes. To minimize the front size, NX Nastran offers reordering algorithms that run before the decomposition. The algorithm choice is controlled by the COMIC Nastran system cell. By default, Nastran will choose between the bend, aka extreme, algorithm and Matisse. Based on the number of 3D elements, NX Nastran will choose between the two algorithms, said Hoffnung. However, the heuristic and reordering algorithms are not perfect. Bend will typically consume more memory than Matisse, which can lead to poor performance for very large models. Therefore, if your simulation is a little sluggish due to a large front size, Blelock and Hoffnung recommend to switch the algorithm from Matisse to Bend, or vice versa. Other tips to speed up your NX Nastran simulation include using an iterative solver where there are a small number of load cases and a large front size restart from a previous solution. The difference from the previous run is a different output learned to read. FO4 files so you can understand performance.